Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Fisheries Minister says measurable targets needed to expand the sector. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Students, teachers, eLearning Jamaica presents Technology Day, April 4, under the theme, Winning with Technology. Educate, innovate, create. Come for
animated video creation,
mobile app development,
website development,
robotics,
graphic design,
cybersecurity,
CSEC study tips,
social media marketing, and more.
You can't afford to miss eLearning Jamaica's Technology Day, April 4, Jamaica Conference Center.
See you there.
Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Sabuda says the government is implementing several measures to address illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing or poaching in Jamaica's waters. These measures include improving surveillance via offshore patrol vessels and the planned use of drone technology. Mr. Sabuda says discussions are underway with the Ministries of National Security and Transport and Mining to craft a tri-ministerial submission on the drone project. He says the establishment of measurable targets, greater use of technology, value added and innovation are among the strategies needed for the sustainable growth and expansion of the fishery sector in the Caribbean.
So I'm going to ask that the chairman looks to establishing measurements by which we can determine the extent to which we are improving the stock of fish in the region and the type of fish. And to what extent we are being selective in establishing sanctuaries so that a select group can be expanded because they are the most desirable and they are the most productive and the most acceptable and the most competitive.
Minister Sabuda was speaking at the 15th meeting of the Caribbean Fisheries Forum in Kingston recently. He says eradicating poaching will require a collaborative effort from the 17 member states of the Caribbean Regional Fisheries Mechanism, CRFM. This body, officially inaugurated in 2003 and based in Belize City, Belize, promotes the responsible utilization of the region's fisheries and other aquatic resources for the economic and social benefits of the current and future population. Technocrats have prepared recommendations on the way forward for consideration by the CRFM Ministerial Council that will meet on May 19 in Guyana. The council is the chief policy-making body on fisheries in the Caribbean region.
I'm hoping that we will leave here with a renewed interest in collaborating with each other, in sharing technical information, sharing even the technology that is needed to move the industry forward.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Sabuda. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Duck and fowl feed together, but them no roost together. Translation: ducks and chickens may feed together, but they will not dwell together. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, people from different social classes may interact out of necessity, but don't expect this interaction to go beyond a certain level. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs.
Attorneys, accountants, business service providers, corporate secretaries, register now for the Jamaica International Financial Services Authority seminar on new legislation to support international financial and business services in Jamaica. Thursday, April 6, Knutsford Court Hotel, 8:30 a.m. Call 978-7755.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.